Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Booker on the angle, left out on the perimeter. Fakes right, drives left, gets the ball in the lane to eight. Now to Chris Paul, he'll try a three. Shazam! CP3 gets a three.
Suns Radio with the call.
Shazam.
I haven't even looked at Suns Twitter. I don't know if I can take it. The show that we cross-talked with yesterday has not trash-talked any of us directly, or at least me directly, that I've seen so far. Either they don't know our Twitter handles, or they're afraid of the Suns playing in Dallas. A lot of people are going to say that the series, if it ends in six or seven, the series was lost. If it ends in six, a lot of people are going to say the series was lost in the third quarter. Ali LaForce spoke with Jason Kidd at halftime when they were just down three, and the message from Kidd to the team apparently was, whoever wins this quarter wins the series.
Mm-hmm.
And then you respond like that? You have that type of quarter? Now, look, it's easy to spin, right? Jason Kidd's not going to go in today, review the film, and say, we lost the series. Remember what I said at halftime.
Over. All things over.
But that was the onus. That was the importance that Jason apparently put on that quarter last night, and it was easily the worst quarter of the playoffs. I mean, easily the one of the series, but it has to be worse than any quarter they played against the Utah Jazz. Also getting outscored 33-14, 12 turnovers, has not happened in a playoff quarter since the Knicks in 2012, and then outscored in the paint 16-4, and only two of your guys scored in Luka and Brunson. But a lot of people will say that the series was lost in the third quarter last night, if it ends tomorrow night at the AAC, which I don't think you should be like freaking out over. We'll have more of a preview tomorrow, but you're going to get more role players. Phoenix is probably not going to get as much as Ayton, not as much from Bridges. We'll see it. We'll see what Crowder's health status is. Mm-hmm. That looked like a shot he took to his shoulder. And Jay Crowder, throughout much of this series, has been their second best player. And here's the other good news, I think. I still think something is wrong with Chris Paul. Maybe not wrong. Maybe he's just old. Maybe he's just old. He's 37 years old. Again, I would like to look at point guard stats for players age 37 in terms of running around. And he spent a lot of energy in that first series, right? Alvarado from New Orleans was chasing and running him. He had to pick up some slack with Devin Booker out. He had to carry a little bit more. And Charles Barkley has been saying this since round one. He said, when you get older, the back-to-back performances stop. We're seeing it with Harden. Harden's 32. I knew he wasn't going to give Philly a 30-point game last night. That was a fact. You could bet on that. He did not. Miami absolutely destroyed Philadelphia. So maybe that's the clear and obvious answer for Chris Paul fading a little bit and getting tired.
Maybe it is. Chris has a history, though, of failing in the postseason, and maybe it's just that his...
What do you think is more likely? That he's choking or that he's worn down? You don't even believe
it. Do you want my honest answer, or do you want the one that's going to help my argument out?
You don't, I know you. You don't believe in choking. I know that you believe it's physical wear and tear.
I just believe he's not that good.
Do you think Chris Paul's a Hall of Fame player? Seriously.
Yeah, I'll use the NFL.
I don't want to do if he's getting in.
I'll use the NFL Major League Baseball. I would say no. I would not put him in the Baseball Hall of Fame. If he, like, if his game, I would not put him in there.
Okay.
But I'm a very small room Hall of Fame guy.
Just pop quiz. Fun pop quiz. Chris Paul or Iverson?
Okay. You know, that's an interesting one. Peak, probably Iverson.
Okay. Chris Paul or Gary Payton?
Gary Payton.
Chris Paul or Steve Nash?
Oh, Nash.
Chris Paul or Stockton?
Stockton.
Okay.
Kid, Magic, Oscar, Isaiah.
Well, I know that you're not. I was going to challenge your memory with Isaiah. I figured that was on the brink, but.
Oh, I think Isaiah's clearly Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Chris Paul's in their planet.
Wow. What do you think's overrated about his game? What don't you like about it?
His face.
Is it that he's an instigator? He's got all-time great handles. He's an amazing passer. He goes to every team and makes them better. He could score. I don't know if he scores enough. Like, I'm trying to find the holes. Trying to find the holes in the pacifier.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, I'm not saying he's not a great player. Like, he is a great player. I don't know. Like,
and you're limited in your smaller Hall of Fame.
I have a very small Hall of Fame. I got a very high threshold. And, okay. You know, I need you to be the best at, you know, the base
but,
of the best
but why
of your
aren't
position.
You, but why aren't you giving him, you're being unfair with the age argument. You're being very unfair.
Because I'm not giving him the pass for being old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Because there's a guy in Los Angeles that's doing that. You know, LeBron.
Isn't LeBron 35?
No, he's older than that.
He's 37.
Yeah.
Okay.
And LeBron
also because LeBron James has done it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you want to be in my Hall of Fame? You want to be in my Hall of Fame? You got to hit my threshold, my barometer. Like, is it a barometer?
Let me look at Jason Kidd's numbers at 37 here. 8 points a game, 8, 8, and 4 rebounds. 8, 8, and 4. And then at 38, he was 6 points a game and then 6 points a game in his final year.
Yeah, I mean, look. There's
it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, but it's also, I mean, you know, that was a decade ago, right, when Kidd was 37. It's you know, we have evolved. We get better nutrition every single year. These guys take care of themselves more now than they ever did before.
And there's more physical wear and tear
on
point guards than quarterbacks. Quarterbacks get hit, right, but they drop back 5 steps and throw
hand
it off.
That's true. And look,
for half a game. And Chris Paul is 14-11 this year at the age of 36.
Yeah, look, he's tremendous. But, you know, look, if my team always got knocked out in the first round, he has so many extra legs. Jason Kidd was making the NBA Finals left and right. You know, and so he played deeper postseason runs. Chris Paul, I mean, he's 7 games and he's out of there.
How about this Ja Morant news?
Again.
I'm not going to stop until I figure out when he actually got hurt. Don't tell me it was Jordan Poole. No way. So Ja Morant has a bone bruise in his knee. The report is he's gone for the rest of the playoffs. I'm just telling you this. I'm not watching tonight. So that can be early rest time for Warriors Grizzlies. That thing is over. Even though Memphis, great effort, only losing by 3 in Golden State. How is what is this injury that has knocked Ja Morant out for the playoffs? And it's not Jordan Poole grabbing his leg.
Bone bruise, which is like a hairline. Basically, it's a fancy way of saying a hairline fracture somewhere. There's some very, very small hair. At least that's how it was explained to us at Cowboys camp. I don't know where that would have happened. You know, because when you saw Jordan Poole's foul, whatever you want to call it, that would have spoke to like a ligament issue. Like, you know, he bent the knee in a weird way, and then that could have been a patella or ACL, whatever.
Now
I would have thought a bone bruise.
Now, I am in for Milwaukee-Boston, game 5, 6 o'clock tonight. And speaking of basketball, and we're talking about Eric Johnson, the mayor of Dallas. We got off topic here. We'll talk to Michael Irvin about a second team in DFW. Spurs moving? Where did this come from?
So the Spurs are going to play 2 games next year at the new Moody Arena, the Moody Center, on the University of Texas.
So yeah, which one is this? Is that the one that they stole?
That's the one. That's the name they robbed from Moody Coliseum at SMU. This is where Matthew McConaughey was up there saying, "Blast the moon, Pass the moon.
Yes.
Come on, everybody, say it with
me. We heard it.
Yeah. So their owner, Peter J. Holt, is announcing, or he did announce, that they are going to be playing a couple of games in Austin, which is 80 miles away. And it raised a lot of local anxiety in San Antonio that the Spurs were going to move. And it got to the point where he had to put up a long post on Twitter, a letter from him to the San Antonio fans saying, we ain't moving.
Wow.
We are not moving.
What would happen, what would happen if that ever became close?
Oh, man. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, I had never heard a word about this, but there's zero chance this team moves, right? Like, they are, that place is so locked in on San Antonio. So locked in. And, you know, it's.
Are they locked in on San Antonio, or is San Antonio locked in on them?
San Antonio's locked in on them. But, you know, Austin and San Antonio is basically the same city now. Like, they're 80 miles apart. And it's so big. It's a giant sprawl. Like the suburbs, it's like Orlando and Tampa. The suburbs of Tampa almost touch Orlando. And the suburbs of San Antonio almost touch the suburbs of Austin.
Let's check in with our boy, the return of the playmaker on Mavs, UFC, boxing, and Cowboys offseason. Michael Irvin next with Sean and RJ. But first, I want to talk about my good friends at Trajan Wealth. Making a smart investment decision so much easier with a winning team that has your back, right? There's just way too many things to consider when you're looking for someone you can trust to grow your hard-earned money. That is where my friends at Trajan Wealth come in. T-R-A-J-A-N Wealth.com. A strong stock market, not the time for DIY investors to pat themselves on the back. It's time to strategize with a professional. Have you seen the markets? If you have everything tied up with the stock market, with your future, then you may be panicking these days. Let's get different options. Let's go ahead and have money in different places with fiduciaries. What is that? What are those people? These are people who are bound by law to put your needs first. That is who helps you out at Trajan Wealth. Tell them you're a Tolo at 469-579-3500. 469-579-3500 or go to Trajan, T-R-A-J-A-N Wealth.com and get your future and your family's future straight financially. Paid endorsement advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.